Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm here with Brooklyn Chandler Willey. Brooklyn is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, we encourage you to check out their website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Today, we're going to be talking about the stock market roller coaster. And Brooklyn, there's no question. I mean, this is kind of normal for the stock market, I would imagine. 2017 is abnormal, where we had zero volatility, everything just going up. You started your company back in January of 2008. So are there similarities between what's going on in the market now and what went on then?
Well, again, Mark, when I think back to when I started this firm in January 2008, we didn't know we were heading into a market crash or probably would not have started the firm. But this is one thing I can tell you. After doing this over a decade, there are more downs and sideways markets than there are up markets. But it's not something you should totally avoid. I think it's something that clients need to understand and have a mindset that there's no silver bullet. There's no just the magical annuity that you can buy or the magical stock fund or bond fund. It's a combination. It's really the plan that is what keeps people, gets them to and through retirement. And so I know the market takes the stairs up and the elevator down, but we shouldn't be 100% market dependent. And again, I meet with people from all types, Mark, and I have learned that there's times that I meet with someone, I sit across the table, and they've gone through an experience that where they've lost a lot of money or their parents lost a lot of money. And that's something that they've learned from. And there's like it changes their DNA. It makes it where they're, look, I don't ever want to have that experience ever again. And that's okay. We want to be able to walk along the journey with that client and make them comfortable. The whole point of having an advisor work with you is to give you confidence and guidance. These investment tools that we use in order to provide you those services, again, here at Texas Financial Advisory, we customize those for our clients. But until we get to know you and know what you're really looking for, I can't even begin to recommend, which direction, where you should put that hard-earned money that you've worked so hard to save and put away so that you can make work optional, that you can walk away from your paycheck and start supplementing your income with your retirement savings.
All right, Brooklyn, so here you go. Here's an easy question for you. I'm just going to lob it up there for you. Brooklyn, you've got your husband, Michael, daughter Kayla, son Coulter, son Caden. My guess is when you see a sale for clothes for that age, whichever one needs clothes, if you see a sale, you're excited about seeing a sale, right? You go take advantage of a sale?
Well,
sometimes, maybe not sometimes, all the time.
Not all the time. I mean, I think back when I had more time, I was
right,
excited.
Okay. I'll give you that. But sales are good for most of us. We go to the Macy's, Penny's, whatever it is. We can't go to Sears, I guess, anymore. But, you go to those places because they have a big sale. Dillard's has that blowout of their summer stuff. Then they do the same in their winter stuff. And so we take advantage of sales. Why then, when the stock market is on sale, people don't look at it the same way, do they? Because that's basically what happens when the market drops. Things are on sale.
Exactly. And that's what I say that all the time. Taxes are on sale right now, Mark. I mean, this is an interesting time that we're living in. I mean, this government shutdown has had an influence on the market. I mean, just looking back from October of last year to where we are today, I mean, this is interesting. This is going to make history books one day. And I don't know where we're going to go from here, but I do know that when we work with clients and we put together what we call our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, they're not worried. They're not losing sleep at night because of what's happening today. Because again, that holistic comprehensive plan is made to weather storms. I can show them what's your worst case scenario. And it's up to them how much risk they want to take. And some clients want to take no risk, and that's okay too. But sometimes when you take no risk, you miss out on opportunity. So we want to, the key here is education. And that's why we have listeners on our show, Mark. I mean, we've been doing this for 7 years, and we've had people listening for, time after time. They listen to other people's show on these stations, and that's great to gather information. But I think that when it comes down to it, in order to assist you and make the right decision for you and your family, you need to find an advisor that is a fiduciary, that truly works for you. They're not motivated by just a particular license. Say they're just insurance license. All they can do is sell annuities. Well, you walk into that firm, that's what you're going to walk out with. Here at Texas Financial Advisory, you're going to work with an advisor that's going to put you together, put a plan together. I mean, that's key. And that plan that we put together for our client, that's what's so crucial. We can go back and look at that plan at any given time. And even when the market's down or when the market's up, and again, we know that that plan is a living, breathing plan, and it's going to evolve with the client. But the key here is to solve what they're seeking. And for most folks, that's income, right? We want to make sure we have enough income coming in every month. Income is the key to retirement. If you don't have income, then you have to have a job, right? So income's important. And then after that, we figure out what's the next most important thing. And whether it's tax mitigation, whether it's more accumulation, but this get rich quick, you know, want to skyrocket with the market, it just doesn't happen. Even nobody got rich quick, even in 2017. Yes, the market did well, and pretty much anybody could have made money in the market. But again, that's how it works. It goes up, it goes down, it goes sideways. But without a plan, you're going to feel lost.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. You want to find out more about that TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, the number 844-TFA-SHOW. That is 844-832-7469. You want to sit down with Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory and talk more about this. You're not really sure about the risk you're taking. What if this market is like 2008 and it drops 40, 50%? How does that affect you in your retirement? Well, you need to know that. And there is no cost to sit down with Brooklyn. It's kind of like sitting down with Brooklyn just for a fireside chat. Sitting on the back porch, you're chatting. She wants to know about you. You want to know about her. And can Texas Financial Advisory maybe bring some confidence and clarity to your retirement? Well, this is your opportunity. 844-832-7469. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. Brooklyn, of course, is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And we're talking about the stock market and the volatility. You went 2017, really January through January 2017 to January of 2018. The market did nothing but go up. Unusual, maybe abnormal, never really happened in the history of Wall Street to have the market go like that for a 13-month period, just nothing but up. Then February of 18 hit, volatility. Fall, fourth quarter of 2018, volatility. And Brooklyn, I think, you know, when you think of our say, parents or grandparents, didn't have the cell phones, didn't have the iPads, didn't have the internet. We were not watching this day by day, hour by hour. Do people get a little bit too consumed by this because they have that ability to watch the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, the S&P? They can follow it hour by hour and maybe freaks them out a little bit?
Yeah, and again, I don't have a way of understanding this, but I feel like the clients that fixate on it, that lose sleep, that they're checking their accounts all the time, it's almost like they're willing their accounts to go down. I mean, I realize that is not realistic, but for the clients that just have faith and that again, their plan is in place, that it's going to work for them, then those clients have a better mindset. They have a better outlook on life. But that worry, that doomsdayer, that doesn't fit well for our firm. And there's been times I've had client or prospective clients come in here for that second opinion, which we're happy to provide for them. But if their attitude doesn't align, if they're just so negative about all of it, I mean, I can't change that, right? We're dealing with the cards that are dealt, and we're going to do our very, very best with everything that we can give them. And it's not a one and done thing. This is something that we tweak and we modify as life goes on. We make changes to it because one thing that you don't want is your money totally stagnant. I mean, you don't want super surprises. I get that. But you also don't want a bunch of stagnant money that's just sitting there doing nothing for you. When you have the opportunity that it could make a little bit of money for you, right? And so, again, I think that people, that emotional and that, I mean, the fear that people have, I get it. I understand you worked really hard for this money. I work hard, right? And we put as much time and thought, and we work with some great experts across the country to have this insight to be able to provide you with that educational foundation so that you understand why we're doing this. It's not just this mystery that you hope is going to work out and that you hope that it'll be there and that you won't run out of money before you run out of life, right? And really the only way I can explain that to you or be able to show that to you is by taking that first step, making the call today to come in, meet with myself or one of the advisors here just to see what it's like, just to compare what you're currently doing or not doing, right? to what we do here at Texas Financial Advisory. So if you'd like that opportunity, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW. Of course, you can visit the website at texasfinancialadvisory.com. We do have events in and around San Antonio. We'd love for you to attend one of those events if you'd like to. We're getting into tax season right now, so I know that's something else that clients are starting to think about. There's opportunity when it comes to controlling your tax liability and putting more money back in your pocket. So here at Texas Financial Advisory, we are a tax-centric investment firm. We're always looking at how taxes are going to play into the investment decisions that you've made. So if you'd like that opportunity to come in for that second opinion, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW or visit the website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Hey, Brooklyn, let's finish this up with, since you brought up taxes, and this is something you've really added a little bit more in depth than when you started this company, you know, over a decade ago, back in January of 2008. You can do tax prep, and tax prep is kind of looking back at the past year. Tax strategy is looking forward. You do both, right?
Exactly. And I think that, again, doing this for over a decade and understanding that you can't ignore the tax impact when it comes to your investment planning is I think, one of our biggest niches that we bring to every single one of our clients. Because what I've found is that their Edward Jones guy or their, you know, Smith Barney guy or their Wells Fargo guy, whoever, they are prohibited from working with their clients as far as the investments and the tax aspect. But there's a disconnect between their tax professional and their investment professional. So here at Texas Financial Advisory, we're everything. We're estate planning, tax planning, retirement and investment planning, and it all goes full circle. Not every client needs everything, but they at least need to have somebody that's going to operate as that umbrella advisor to bridge the gap between their other professionals and what they're currently doing. And I think that's what clients really value the most about our services here at Texas Financial Advisory is that we, you know, we fully understand where that go-between. So if something happens to, you know, either a husband or the wife, they have someone that thoroughly understands what's going on that can help the surviving spouse get to the next step in life. And then when they both pass, help their children and their grandchildren navigate, you know, the wrapping up of their estate and leaving behind that legacy that they've worked so hard for.
So we're talking about market volatility today, and I thought that was a good opportunity for Brooklyn to talk a little bit more about taxes. So if you'd like to sit down with Brooklyn to find out more about where your portfolio is when it comes to the risk that it's undertaken because of the stock market volatility, or you want to get in a better position when it comes to your taxes, 844-832-7469. Again, there's no cost for that. There's no cost to attend the live event she puts on, but you do have to sign up. Seating is limited. So that's through texasfinancialadvisory.com. And of course, you can always call 844-832-7469. So one of the challenges when it comes to the stock market is risk. How much risk are you taking on? And do you even realize how much risk you're taking on? We're going to discuss that in just a minute. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Ah, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's gonna go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your everyday can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Glad you're with us for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Brooklyn, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And you can certainly find out more on our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. I'm Mark Elliott. We're talking today about the stock market volatility. Why is it happening? And is it abnormal? I mean, is this crazy? We're having all of these movements all over. The fourth quarter was crazy. Well, here's a surprising stat for you. Market volatility is actually very similar to what it's done in the past. But because the index, the S&P 500, the Dow, all of those are so much larger than they were before, it seems like it's even more volatile than before. Volatility since 2010, as measured by a daily drop or gain on Wall Street of more or less than 1%, each day has actually been lower than it has been compared to past decades. Now, that is easy to say, Brooklyn. You know, well, look, the volatility is normal. You know, the markets go up, they go down, they go sideways, so don't panic. And that's really good advice, don't panic, because the idea is we're supposed to buy low, sell high. And when the markets went down like in 08, people start bailing out. They get scared they're going to lose their money. And because people are losing 40, 50% of their money, your 401k became a 201k. When it comes to this type of a situation, as you've said repeatedly on the show, if you have a plan in place, the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap you run your clients through, when you have that in place, you have some clarity. And market volatility is not unusual, so your clients may be a little bit more prepared for it.
Right. And so, again, that's key here. Even if we have a plan, that doesn't mean we've stopped all market volatility, right? We don't put the world on pause, but at least it gives you confidence to weather those storms. I find too often that people go from one extreme to the other, meaning that they're either super safe and they've locked their money up, that it's not going to make any interest, or they take too much risk. And the reality is neither one of those are the right options. What the right option is what we call our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. And that first thing that we establish is your income plan. What's the best way to take income from this account so that you don't run out of money before you run out of life, right? I mean, gone are the days where people have had these defined pension plans or, I mean, really, I don't see it very often where people have pensions. And if they do, they're very minor. And so you want to look at how this is kind of laid out. I mean, I remember my grandparents, right? They of course had pensions and they were military, so there's a pension there. They had pensions in their private jobs afterwards. But that's how the world worked back there. It was a way to reward the employee for working 20, 30 years for that company so that you're going to be taken care of in retirement. But that's really expensive as well. People are living longer. And so then we've got these shifts with the companies. If you, again, think about how this worked out and how why we are where we are today. And so the pensions went away, but now we rally and we tell everyone, the marketing is, put as much money as you can in that 401k. Just stuff it. Just put as much as you can. Hey, if you're a high income earner, you should defer your comp as well. You should put as much money into a deferred compensation plan. And then maybe they have a profit sharing plan, right? So all of this is doing is stuffing money into accounts that you will later owe taxes on. And so it's going to create another problem. And so we see people that aren't saving enough, right? And even if they're putting away their $19,000, $24,000, $25,000, whatever it is into their retirement plan, sometimes it's not enough. You need to save outside of your plans. If you want a black or white answer from me, do you like retirement plans for an investor? Not so much, right? But if you need help saving because you physically cannot save, then you need to sign up for that retirement plan. But I feel that having control of your money, control over the fees, control over the tax liability, that in the long run, you can make more money. But again, it's what fits your personality, what makes you most comfortable. I mean, I say it time and time again, there is no silver bullet. There is no annuity. There is no exchange traded fund. There is no real estate. There is no one single investment that will magically make you have the most perfect retirement. It's a combination thereof. And I think that's what clients love about us, that whenever they come in here, we're open to what they've currently been doing, even if they don't like it, right? We want to understand, why'd you choose this decision? Why don't you like it? What makes it where you don't like looking at the statement or whatever. We really want to understand the client. And then we explain the other options out there. And slowly we start creating this plan for them. And that plan evolves as they get closer to retirement or when things change in retirement. When we always joke that people don't spend less when they retire. They actually spend more, at least at the beginning, that go-go year, because they have the time. And so you want to spend money in order to go travel and see your family or your friends, maybe take that cruise in the middle of the week, right? And so we want to be able to plan appropriately that you can spend that money at the beginning of retirement and not worry that all of a sudden you're going to run out of money and have to go back to work at age 85, right? I mean, I say it all the time, Mark, and I feel like, I mean, it's, if I was ever to get a tattoo, maybe that would be the tattoo. It's the plan that is the most important piece. And I find that so many people spend more time planning for a vacation than they do for their retirement. And so I feel like this is the opportunity for that second opinion that you can come in, sit down with myself or one of my advisors. If you save $250,000 or more, that we can just kind of walk through this path with you. And sometimes that leads to another appointment, right? Sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on your situation. So if you'd like that opportunity, give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. She can meet with you in San Antonio, New Braunfels, or Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. We're talking about stock market volatility, and it's always been around. And people got a little maybe complacent in 2017 when the markets did nothing but go up. But this is not unusual. And actually, if you look back to 2000 to 2009, well, we know there was the dot-com bubble bursting in the early 2000s. We had the banking and housing financial crisis of 2008. Well, since that time, since 2010, the number of such days of volatility where the markets have been going down are actually far lower than the previous four decades. I think people don't really realize that. This is kind of how the markets work. So one thing that I do think is important, Brooklyn, is, and you kind of touched on it, is that, you know, our parents, maybe, and certainly our grandparents, retired with pensions where the employer was handling the pressure of that retirement for them. You know, my granddad was going to get a check month after month for as long as he lived from his employer. Well, I have the 401k. We're a 401k retirement world now, and that means the onus is on us to make the decisions. And when you don't work in the financial world like me, Brooklyn, it makes sense to come in and sit down with somebody like you that actually does it, understands it, to help me make the right decisions. Because when I put all of my money into the 401k, now hopefully I have other things in there as well, but the 401k is in Wall Street. And I think this is what's important for our listeners, is that you are what they are calling dually licensed, because you can work in the Wall Street world, but you can also work in the insurance world. You're not driven one way or the other by some company telling you what to do. You're looking out for what is in the best interest of your client. Do you need a little bit more in the Wall Street world? Do you need a little bit more growth? Do you need a little bit more in the insurance world? Need a little more safety and protection? You are driven by the person or the couple that you're sitting down with, right?
Yeah, 100%. And so I find that people at times they're like, wow, this is really enlightening. I had no idea this was available to me. And because, again, they only know what they know. And I mean, I will tell you, Mark, we're good at what we do here at Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm blessed. We have a great team. But I couldn't go out there and do brain surgery, right? I can't go out there and...
You could look it up on the internet and try to figure it out.
I could. I can't
fix my own... I would trust you, Brooklyn. I would trust you.
I can't fix my own allergies. I mean, so there are things that I'm not good at, right? And I guess I could research it, but seriously, I'd rather go to a professional and have them help me. I'm not going to clean my own teeth. I'm going to go to a dentist and let them clean my teeth, right? I'm not going to change the oil in my car. Yes, we live in this world of do-it-yourself, but again, why not go with someone that can work with you in order to customize it for your plan? And this is your money. I mean, this is a lot of times the largest thing to your name, right? I mean, possibly second largest if you've really thrown a lot of money into the walls of your home. But why risk going with someone that is, you know, a captive, single-minded type investment professional, or even trying to do it on your own? You know, I've seen people. Some people get lucky that have tried to invest on their own. I've seen more people not be as lucky than those that were lucky. But again, I think the hardest thing for people is taking that first step, the phone call, to just say, okay, yes, let me just have this opportunity come in. Know that this doesn't cost you anything. There's no obligation. And for me, the hard part is just finding time on the calendar to get to where we can sit down and meet with you. And so, you know, again, we've been here. We've been in the San Antonio area for over a decade. I can't believe how fast it's gone by. And we've been very blessed, and we've helped a lot of families, and we continue to. And again, it's not something that's cookie cutter, that's just a plug and play. It is truly customized to you, the client, and your family.
And that's called
what you're trying to achieve.
Yes, and that's called the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Before we get into that, maybe touch on risk just as we wrap this segment up, Brooklyn, because to me, for myself, certainly with a 401k retirement, kind of an IRA retirement, that means all my stuff basically is in Wall Street. Now, the pensions were totally different. That was a guaranteed income for as long as you lived month after month. So the onus is on us. And most people, I think, and it's an uneducated opinion, but maybe not because I've listened to you talk about this for 4 years, is that when we put all of our money into the 401k, and hopefully you're not putting it all there, but because we don't want to be everywhere, you know, it's the old, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But the 401k world is the world of Wall Street. So how often would somebody come in and you go, wow, you're not taking on near the risk that I thought you might be? Or how often is it the other way? Boy, you're taking on a lot of risk. Are you comfortable with that? And they're like, no, I'm not comfortable with 30-40% of risk. Risk, how's that play out?
Well, again, if your only option is your 401k plan, the odds are that you either have maybe like a stable value fund or a G fund or just something that is earning nominal interest. It's not.
I got the target date fund, so I'm set. Whenever that target date is, I'm good. Right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Anyways, and then the other end of the spectrum is the large cap, small cap, right? And so what happened to lead into this lifestyle fund is that people said, I don't know what I'm doing, right? I'm a social worker or I'm an accountant. I don't know what to pick. So now we have these lifestyle funds or these target funds that says, okay, well, Mark, if you want to retire by 2025, you need to go into the target fund of 2025. I mean, that's pretty catchy, right? That's a marketing thing. But what that, again, the idea behind it is that those funds are going to slowly matriculate and become more conservative. And so they're, in essence, rebalancing for you, which in my world, that means a little more expensive. Because again, they're handling that fund for you. You're not really doing much. And so what we do here at Texas Financial Advisory is we show you how to think outside the box. And I'm not saying we don't ever have money in the market, but there's other ways to invest your money. And that's something that we can show you those opportunities. Here's a really cool opportunity though. If you're working and you've been putting money in that 401k and you're just kind of sick, you're just over it. Like, hey, I've worked really hard. All I do is put money in this account. It either stays flat, it goes up a little bit. It doesn't really do much for me. I'm getting a little panicky because the years go by really fast, right? The days are slow, but the weeks and the months and the years are fast. And I'm worried I'm not saving enough. Well, because of what we experienced in 2008 and 2009, and when people wanted to take their money out of their 401k plans, they couldn't because these custodians were holding on to the money. And then that meant there were lawsuits because people were like, hey, I could have managed my money better than you. And I wanted to take my money out and you wouldn't let me, right? And so now we have these provisions and mini plans. Again, it's plan specific. It's not an IRS rule. It's not a FINRA rule. That when you turn 59 and a half, some firms, it's not even, you know, it could be 55, 52. You can do what's called an in-service rollover. It's not a taxable event. You just simply shift your money from that 401k plan where you don't have much control into a self-directed IRA wherein you can be in control of the fees, the taxes, the risk, the volatility. And that is a huge advantage to folks. So if you're sitting here and you're listening to the show today, and you're like, well, I am 58, I am 59. Maybe I have that option. Simply call your HR folks or your custodian, you know, whether it's Fidelity or Thrift Savings Plan or whatever. I can tell you right now, Thrift Savings Plan, you have that opportunity. 59 and a half, you can roll it out. The USAA plans, the AT&T plans, again, we've pretty much worked with every company here in San Antonio and surrounding San Antonio. So we pretty much know if you don't want to make that phone call. But yeah, take the opportunity, roll out that 59 and a half in-service rollover, put it into something that you have more control over so that you feel more confident in the following years as you get closer to retirement. So if you've saved more than $250,000 or more towards retirement, give us a call here for that opportunity to sit down and get the second opinion. Let us walk you through what else is out there. What else is outside of your 401k plan that you could use as a tool, a strategy to get a more confident retirement so you can walk away and make work optional? Again, that number is 1-844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. As always, you can visit my website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. social media, all that good stuff, right? We're out and about here in San Antonio. I'd love for you to join any of our live events. It's getting close to tax time. We're starting to take some tax preparation appointments. That's a great way to also get introduced with our firm, because we really are a tax-centric investment firm here at Texas Financial Advisory.
So 844-832-7469 to sit down with Brooklyn. You want to find out about our live events, texasfinancialadvisory.com. We're talking today about the stock market roller coaster. It's not unusual. Maybe we're closer to retirement now than we were in 2008, so it's affecting our psyche maybe a little bit more. Well, we're going to talk about this when we come back. How about this? Have you ever thought about, you know, where I should retire? I don't think I have enough money to retire in the U.S. I've got to go somewhere abroad to retire. We're going to talk about that right after this. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Oh, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's going to go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler Willie, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your every day can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your every day can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA financial freedom roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, and I am here with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler Willie. Brooklyn grew up in Beeville. She went to Baylor. She's a political science, business, and Spanish degrees. And of course, Brooklyn also then, after going to Baylor, went to St. Mary's School of Law right there in San Antonio and has her Juris Doctorate. So varied career for Brooklyn and a lot of background in education, and now has pointed everything since January of 2008 into helping people just like you come up with a plan and a strategy for your retirement. She can help you in the Wall Street world. She can help you in the insurance world. You have questions about real estate. Brooklyn can do a lot of things. She's been helping a lot of people come up with those plans and strategies for their retirement. So today we're talking about stock market volatility, and we feel like it's way more volatile than it's ever been. But actually, this decade, so starting in 2010 to where we are now, 11% of the days have been up more than 1%, and 9% of the days have been down more than 1%. So that means 80% of the time it's been kind of normal. So we feel like there's more volatility. And one of the challenges, Brooklyn, is we've talked about how much do you need to retire? Everybody's situation is different. There's no question about it. And you talked about earlier about somebody that maybe didn't have as much as they were hoping for. Well, in this segment, we're going to go a little different direction, just kind of for some fun. Maybe some of you have thought about it. I don't know if I really have. But if I look at the beaches in some of these places, retiring abroad, Brooklyn, this is something that more and more people are actually doing now, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, I would say we have, man, let's see, at least at rough estimate when I was trying to get ready for this, I think about 20 clients that now live abroad. Some are expats. Some are, 6 months there, 6 months here.
Where are they going?
I mean, we've got people in Costa Rica. We have people in Italy. We have people, Canada, Mexico. Let's see, where else? Belize.
Get some warm weather. Get some nice beaches. And really, the reason they do it is because the cost of living is so much cheaper. The problem would be, don't expect to get things done like you would here. You can't just pick up the phone and call everybody and get everything, whatever you need, right? I would imagine you've got to be in a right mindset to go somewhere else to retire.
Yeah, you got to have a sense of humor, right? I mean, there's some luxuries that you're letting go, not being here in the United States. But you also need to make sure your spouse is on board, right? You need to make sure that this is also their dream, not just yours. And you need to have some sort of reentry plan if you do come back to the United States and not live abroad indefinitely. And so we work with people all the time that have this vision, this dream, that they want to live abroad. And, we've navigated that through with them and been able to assist them be able to just go live and, you know, have that bi, what would that be like, you know, bicontinental life, right?
Bicontinental life. There you go. I mean, yeah.
And, well, we actually have a gentleman that he, I'm just now thinking about it. He's got Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Florida, and Texas. Like, that's a lot.
That is a lot. And you know, the reason we're talking about this is because it is incredible. The Social Security Administration reported it's now sending checks to almost 700,000 people living in foreign countries. And that's a steady 40% increase over the last 10 years because the world is full of these tropical paradises and other exotic places where you can live comfortably on $2,000 a month or even less. Plus, you get pretty good health care in a lot of these countries. So you have to do some research on that. And, you know, with my situation with my daughter, where she had that terrible car wreck in December, Brooklyn, so paralyzed right now from the waist down, getting out of rehab here in a week or two, which is she's making great progress. But I looked at the medical bills from the hospital because they sent it to the car insurance because it was a car wreck, and I added them up, and it was almost $290,000. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And so some people, because as you age, maybe have a little bit more need for the health industry. So some people are going, well, holy cow, the U.S. health is out of control. The prices are crazy. I'm going to go somewhere where it's warm. The healthcare is, and there's countries that the healthcare is actually as good, if not better, than the U.S. That's probably a big part of this as well.
I know. It's just been so interesting to see how healthcare has dictated what people's retirement's going to be like. And so, health is wealth. I mean, right now I'm struggling with allergies and I just am like, oh my goodness. I mean, I don't feel 100%. But if you, as you age and if you had a terminal illness and you're looking for ways to just maintain your life and have a great life, lifestyle and just be healthy, again, healthcare is something that we've got to factor in. And if you don't want to live abroad, we've got to factor that in here for the United States because, I mean, what did Fidelity come back with, Mark? We just looked at that statistic. If you were a couple age 65 or older, that you would need to earmark, what, like $275,000?
When we started the show, it was $220,000. For the rest of your life, it's for both of you, 65 and to the end of your life, and they were saying you needed $220,000. Now it's $275,000, but we're creeping to that $300,000 mark. Just for, and this is over and above Medicare. It might include the deductibles and all of that, but the numbers are just crazy how they're going up.
Because the inflationary factor, right, is about 4 to 5% for medical care. And I mean, the whole system, it is just out of control as far as the expense associated with it. And I mean, something's got to give, right? And we're trying to do our very best to help our clients navigate those waters. And some clients do choose to go abroad, but you still have to have a way to cover those healthcare expenses. Even if you're abroad, maybe it's going to be less expensive, but you still have to have some sort of plan in place in order to cover those expenses.
If you'd like to sit down with Brooklyn and talk more about maybe it's healthcare, maybe it's about taxes, maybe it's do you have enough income to retire? There's a lot of things involved in the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. First, you've got to replace those paychecks. And Brooklyn always says income is the number one place you start. Can you retire? Do you have enough income to maintain your lifestyle? Then investments. Do you have all of your money in Wall Street or do you have all of your money just sitting under the mattress? It's kind of a blending of the Wall Street world and the insurance worlds. Need growth, but also need safety and protection. Brooklyn can help you in both. Then it's about taxes. Brooklyn has that part of the company at Texas Financial Advisory. Tax prep, tax strategy. Tax prep's looking backwards, tax strategy's looking forwards. Then healthcare, then legacy planning, estate planning, all of that is involved in the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. That number is 844-832-7469. Again, there's no cost, there's no obligation for this. It's just a visit with Brooklyn is what it is. 844-TFA-SHOW. That is 844-832-7469. All right, Brooklyn, I'm going to give you some choices here. We're going to go live abroad, all right? So the question is, Argentina, I mean, that'd be kind of pretty, I suppose, but taxes can be a problem in Argentina, so I'm not going there. Australia, I've always loved the golf courses of Australia. Low crime, warm, often dry climate, lots of beaches, and cost of living is moderate, and healthcare is reasonably priced.
And they have sugar bears.
There you go. I like that. Costa Rica, beaches. And you had a client that lives there. Costa Rica, beaches, lush scenery, tropical climate, affordable. Healthcare is good and it's cheap. Dominican Republic, healthcare is good and affordable. Italy, you mentioned Italy, cost of living is lower than the U.S. And if you want to go to Malta, beaches, temperate climate, low crime, cost of living reasonable, healthcare excellent, very reasonable. A tax treaty with the U.S. prevents double taxation if you go to Malta. Have you ever thought about anything like that? I mean, you do because your clients talk about it, I suppose. But I would imagine it's a pretty low percentage of your clients that are going, you know what, Brooklyn, I'm going to Malta to retire.
We haven't had a Malta yet. But I mean, I think that people have a vision. And again, maybe it's a short-term thing. Maybe it's right after retirement. They're just going to go do this for 5-7 years, something like that. And that's okay, too. But again, I never say never. I've seen quite a bit of some interesting adventures and learned a lot through these clients. And so there's things you got to be cautious about, right? And I wouldn't necessarily take your money to those countries to invest. This is kind of a side story. I had a client that put money into a bank in Costa Rica, put $200,000 into a bank in Costa Rica, and the bank closed down. It was gone. I know. That's crazy, right?
So you do have to think about those kind of things that are, I mean, that would be the challenge, is that we understand the U.S. and how it works. We know some things we don't like, but there are obviously a lot of things that we do like. That's why we're here. But there are some beaches that would be fun to go to, some golf courses would be fun to go to, but you've got to be pretty, you better do a lot of research would be my guesstimate here.
In Italy, what's been interesting about that is that they are very aware of your travel patterns. And if you stay a certain, like, even one day over the allowed period, you're in violation of their visa process. So this is getting a little more tightened down. And so you've got to know, I mean, like we have a couple that go to Italy because their daughter lives in Italy, and they have to be really cautious of how long they stay there. You can't even extend it one day and you violated that. And so I want to say it's like 6 or 8 weeks, and then you got to leave, and you can come back after a certain period of time. I don't know. But so you get into kind of navigating all of those waters, which may not be that big of a headache for you, but it is something you got to be aware of so that you don't, I don't know, cause more trouble for yourself down the road. So living the lifestyle of your desires and dreams during retirement, that takes a lot of careful planning. And maybe you are one of those adventurous souls that you want to go live abroad. That's something we can help you navigate. And maybe you are someone that could never see yourself going without Tex-Mex, you know, restaurants here in San Antonio, and you would never want to be living abroad. That's fine too. The key here is having a financial professional that cares about your plan that's going to work for you as a fiduciary, not for some investment company or some insurance company. That's what we do here at Texas Financial Advisory. So when you give us a call at 844-832-7469, that's 844-TFA-SHOW, we're going to provide you with the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, and that is a completely customized process to your specific situation. We'll sit down, look at the big picture, we'll talk things through about your needs, your wants, your goals, things that you just don't even know that you are facing as you approach retirement. And based on that conversation, we'll provide you with this strategy that we call our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, and it is based wholly on your individual circumstances. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call, 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit my website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Follow us on social media. We've got a lot of videos out there that you can watch. A lot of great educational tools right there on texasfinancialadvisory.com.
So we're talking about the stock market volatility, and how do you time the market? Well, you'd have to be right twice, at the high and at the low, and that's really impossible. So it's really more about the plan you have in place that Brooklyn can help you with. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap all this up. We're going to give you some ideas on what should you be doing the closer and closer you get to retirement when it comes to the market. You can still be in the market. Brooklyn's going to tell us how right after this. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Ah, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's gonna go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler Willie, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your everyday can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA financial freedom roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. Brooklyn, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisor. You want to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, her website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. She puts on a lot of events throughout the area, whether it's in San Antonio, New Braunfels, or Victoria. You can attend these. There's no cost to attend these events. You do have to sign up, though. Seating is limited. texasfinancialadvisory.com. I'm Mark Elliott. We've been talking about stock market volatility. Is it normal? Is it abnormal? Well, 2017, when the market did nothing but go up, that was very abnormal in the history of Wall Street. 2018, February of 18, fourth quarter of 18, a lot of volatility, a little bit more normal. And we've actually not had as much down since 2010 as we've had for the previous four decades. It's just that we have the phones, the iPads, we have all the shows on TV. You can keep track of the market all the time. And we kind of can overreact at times. So, Brooklyn, my guess is that we are really kind of, we're emotional human beings, which means we are kind of driven by fear. 2008, market's going down. I got to get out. I know I'm supposed to buy low and sell high, but, oh, I can't lose any more money. I'm going to sell out at a low. And we do things opposite of what we're supposed to do in Wall Street because we get nervous about our money. Fear and greed kind of drive us, it seems.
Sure. And even if you try not to, I think it's part of our core. And really, whether it's our firm or another firm, I think working with a financial professional helps control that, helps you have that guidance, right? Almost like a coach or a counselor sometimes. But, you know, I think that when people have a solid plan, which a lot of times that's what their missing piece is. They've got a portfolio, they have statements, they have investments, but they don't truly have a plan and they don't even know what it looks like until we show them what a plan looks like. But until you have that, you're not going to wonder if you're doing everything right. You're not going to totally have that emotion under control. And so, you know, diversification, that's something that I think a lot of people throw out there to make you feel like, oh, okay, well, I'm diversified, I'll be all right. But again, if you don't have an income plan, you're not all right. If there's not some rhyme or reason why your investments are invested the way they are, and you're just hoping it turns out for the best, then a lot of times it's going to turn out for the worst. So again, there are a lot of tools and strategies and software out there that we use for our clients to help make sense of things. You don't have to become some sort of financial guru. And sometimes we might be the bad guy and say, look, you haven't saved enough. You're going to need to start cutting back here, or doing things differently and put money in different places so that you can retire at age 66, 67, 70, whenever it is that you really desire. But we're not going to sugarcoat it for you. You know, we're going to be able to tell you that, look, you've got to make some switches here and there in order to be able to walk away from that paycheck and be able to start generating your own paycheck from your investment portfolio.
You know, when you talked about diversification, I think, you know, the diversification in the 80s and 90s used to be small cap, mid cap, large cap. There you're diversified only on Wall Street. Today, because of, I think we've talked about this before, tools versus strategies. A lot of us have the tools. And so what's your retirement plan? Well, I've got a 401k and I've got an IRA. That's my retirement plan. Well, no, that's just the tools you have in your portfolio. What are your actually strategies and goals that you're trying to hit? That's where you go at it a different way. If I'm sitting up with a Wall Street broker, really all they care about are my investments. How much risk are you comfortable with? What's your age? Okay, you're good to go. Let's go this way. Where you're looking at it so much deeper and broader, to me, that's what's really kind of the niche that you provide for retirees, looking at each situation individually.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also where we are so unique, almost like a unicorn, right, is that when we sit down with our clients, we want to be a part of their journey. Like, we're, you know, we don't have an agenda here. Like, you have to do this because that's what we sell and that's all we do here at Texas Bank. No, it's all right. Where are you? What have you done so far? What worked for you? What didn't work for you? Here's what's worked for some other people that we can show you. And now we're moving forward. We're looking ahead so we can have this 5, 10, 15, 20-year roadmap and be able to help navigate those waters that if we have another government shutdown. So doing this, I was thinking back, this is the second government shutdown that I've gone through in my career at Texas Financial Advisory. And we made it through the first one. We'll make it through the second one. But my clients that have what we call our TFA, Financial Freedom Roadmap, they're not worried. They know there could be even something worse that comes along, but they're not going to have to go back to work. They've got the income they need to be able to retire comfortably and with confidence. And the rest is just extra, right? It's to help with the fun stuff in life. It's to be able to give to charities. It's to be able to give to their family to help provide that legacy. But it all goes back to that plan. And I see people all the time. They come in here. They've worked 20, 30, 40 years putting money away, but they don't have a plan. That's what they're missing. And that's what we hope to work with them and put into place, that TFA, Financial Freedom Roadmap. So if you've saved more than $250,000 or more and you don't have a plan, or even if you have a plan and you want a second opinion, give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. TFA show. Of course, you can visit my website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. Visit us on Facebook, Texas Financial Advisory Show, or Texas Financial Advisory. I think we Instagram and we Twitter and all that good stuff too, but a lot of great information out there. Get to know us, right? I mean, that's one of the key things. It's interesting, Mark, we have listeners that have listened to us for years, and then they walk in and after listening for all these years and hearing us tell these stories and that we've survived another market meltdown or another inflationary hike, they're like, okay, well, they're still in business, so I guess I'll go in now. But, you know, whenever the right time is in your life, it is important, though, that whether you work with us or you work with another firm, that you get an unbiased opinion as to how you're doing and the health of your portfolio so that it'll see you to and through retirement.
844-832-7469 is the number. No cost, no obligation. 844-832-7469. So to wrap it up, Brooklyn, two things, and we've got like a minute and a half left in the show, is I think I'm going to go to the Dominican Republic, hang out with Chi-Chi, Caribbean weather, golf courses, beaches, low cost of living, healthcare is good and affordable. So I'm going to do the show next week from the beaches of Dominican Republic and maybe from the golf course. So that'll be good. The other part of this, have you talked to your high school classmate, you know, now that he's a head coach in the NFL?
Oh, Cliff. Nope. We haven't connected.
I mean, you can help him now. He's got that guaranteed money right now, and he's got Texas Tech money. Now he's got Arizona Cardinal money.
Yeah, the last problem Cliff has is money. I think the first problem he's got is taxes, which we could help him with if somebody wants to pass that along to him. But yeah, so that's awesome to see how great he's doing. And it's crazy to think how long it's been since we were all in high school.
That's how it all works, isn't it? Yes.
I know. I mean, that we were the mighty unicorns, and look at us now. We're still unicorns in this world.
All right. Well, I'll let you have the final word. Wrap it all up.
Well, you know, again, here we are at the beginning of the year. There's a lot of great things down the pipeline for people in order to really have optimism. And, you know, we really live in a great time. And I think that people get so bogged down, they get so emotional and wrapped up in the negativity of the news and the marketing messages. But when you have our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, you're able to just have some calmness in your life in order to have confidence. And so we'd love to be able to impact you in that way and give you that, provide that service for you. So if you'd like that opportunity, give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Thanks so much.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Texas Financial Advisory and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Texas Financial Advisory makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Global Financial Private Capital. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. Global Financial Private Capital does not offer tax or legal advice. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and/or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.